Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Shortly after 4 o'clock this morning, I spoke to President Zelensky of Ukraine to offer the continued support of the UK.
Our children draw swooping rockets, not shooting stars. Over 400 children have been injured and 153 children died.
The idea that concerns me a great deal, that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Breaking news, and the World Health Organization has just released a report estimating that 15 million deaths occurred globally due to the pandemic, around triple the current estimates.
Vive la République! Et vive la France!
This is now a global North greenwash festival, a two-week-long celebration of business as usual and blah, blah, blah.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Thank you. It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister. And I've agreed with Sir Graham Brady, the chairman of our backbench MPs, that the process of choosing that new leader should begin now.
The race to replace Boris Johnson has begun after the British Prime Minister quit on Thursday morning following a dramatic few days that saw his authority collapse. Conservative MPs who have thrown their hat in the ring so far include Chancellor of the Exchequer Nadeem Zahawi, Transport Secretary Grant Shapps, former Chancellor Rishi Sunak, former Health Secretaries Sajid Javid and Jeremy Hunt, Attorney General Suella Braverman, former Equalities Minister Kemi Badenoch, and Chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee Tom Tugendhat. Boris Johnson's resignation came after 2 days of mass departures. Nearly 60 Conservative ministers at both senior and junior levels from across the government quit their roles on following shock resignations from Health Secretary Sajid Javid and Chancellor Rishi Sunak, both seen as essential to Boris's cabinet. The mass resignations raised doubts about the government's ability to function and, despite initially refusing to resign, ultimately forced Boris Johnson's hand. Nevertheless, Boris plans to stay on as PM until a new successor is found in the autumn, although many colleagues and opposition politicians want him to leave now. Following his resignation, crowds gathered outside Downing Street to boo Boris Johnson as he made his resignation speech. Boris Johnson's premiership has been plagued by scandals, from illegal lockdown parties to, most recently, handing a plum job to a colleague he knew he was under investigation for sexual misconduct. And next.
I have spent the last 17 years in my own prison for what she, Jeffrey, and all the co-conspirators did to me. I was raped repeatedly. I was raped 3 times a day sometimes. And I was not the only girl on that island. There was a constant stream of girls being raped over and over and over again. And yes, Ghislaine must die in prison because I've been in hell and back for the last 17 years.
Ghislaine Maxwell has appealed against her child sex trafficking conviction and the 20-year prison term she was handed by a US judge last month. Maxwell, 60, was convicted in December of recruiting and trafficking 4 teenage girls for abuse by her then-boyfriend, Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein took his own life in a New York jail cell in 2019 while awaiting his own trial. Maxwell's appeals process was expected and will likely last several months. During her trial, her lawyers argued that she was being scapegoated for Epstein's crimes, calling her friendship with the financier the biggest mistake of her life. Controversially, Ghislaine's lawyers spoke out, blaming the court of public opinion for vilifying Ghislaine, arguing that she will appeal.
Our client, Ghislaine Maxwell, has been vilified, pilloried, and it left little room for her to be treated fairly, because even before she stepped forward into this courthouse, she was being tried and convicted in the court of public opinion. Ghislaine will appeal this case, and we are confident that she will prevail on appeal.
Judge Alison J. Nathan rejected attempts to throw out the case, including after Maxwell's lawyers argued that one juror had failed to inform the court that he had been abused as a child. She also rejected arguments that Maxwell had not been allowed to prepare adequately for her trial, and that prosecutors had waited too long to bring her case against her. We'll be back with a third story from the world this week after this short break. Every day, we read or hear news reports of anger, distrust, and division. America is deeply polarized. On Let's Find Common Ground, listen to the opposite. Remarkable, innovative people who are working to bridge differences and reach an understanding with those who see the world differently than they do. You'll hear from politicians, scholars, activists, journalists, and everyday people. They share their personal stories about finding common ground on race, the environment, criminal justice reform, and many other controversial topics. New podcast episodes are released every 2 weeks. Join hosts Richard Davies and Ashley Milne-Tite for Let's Find Common Ground. Find every episode on commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. That's commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Idlib province is outside the control of the Syrian regime. It's in the hands of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, a jihadist alliance. The millions who live here have been displaced from their homes for years. They depend on around 1,000 UN trucks a month that travel across the border from Turkey. Inside, rice, lentils and cooking oil, along with shelters and medicine. Today, a vote at the UN Security Council will decide whether this single remaining aid route stays open.
Russia has threatened to veto a UN Security Council resolution reauthorizing cross-border deliveries of vital aid into opposition-held northwestern Syria. The closure of the last route from Turkey would immediately put more than 3 million people at risk of starvation. The UN says the number of Syrians in need is higher now than at any point during the 11-year civil war, as the toxic mix of years of fighting, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the war in Ukraine have devastated the country's economy. The World Food Programme, WFP, says the cost of food has risen by 800% in just 2 years. The BBC reported that families are having to scramble for whatever food. Ali, a mother of 7 children, said she has to carefully boil a pot of water to cook dinner for her family. She feeds the fire with scraps of cardboard and rubbish, whatever she can find to keep the flames going. The meal she makes is small and basic, because here at the Al Sadakar camp in the Idlib countryside, supplies are scarce. She's thankful for the food aid she receives, but even that isn't enough.
Of course, we consider it something important and crucial because we don't have money nor work to secure food here. There's no work for my kids or for my husband here.
So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.